Department, we're formulating or reconstituting the ADA task force. We had a group of individuals to help CTRAN look at ADA-related issues, a lot of that specific to CVAN, back in 2009. Out of that group came some recommendations. Some of the more popular things was the Ride Reminder Integrated Voice Recognition Program that provided reminder phone calls the night before and also imminent arrival phone calls prior to the bus arriving as a way to kind of help move along the process and minimize what is called dwell time or waiting time as a means of some type of efficiency that, again, would help save some money. It also recommended changes in the advance reservation process, going from a 7-day out reservation capability to a 2-day out, with the thought that it would also impact the amount of cancellations, the wasted time that the passenger service representatives have in taking phone calls from individuals that, in turn, aren't really sincere or they later are canceled. So we're bringing the group back together May 22nd from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. at CTRAN. You're all invited. I know that Trish will be there, so if you have some suggestions, you can't attend this particular meeting, please pass them on to her so your thoughts are expressed through her. We are going to have a variety of different people attend, and it will be a task force that will have 4 meetings. It's not going to go on forever. The idea is to look at what we've accomplished, what changes need to take place, what kind of things can we do as a community to improve CVAN service, make it more efficient and more cost-effective, and then present that information to the Board of Directors for possible implementation. So if you can make it, it's May 22nd, 3 to 5 p.m. at CTRAN. That's probably one of the biggest things that's happening. And then there's a proposal right now of a fare increase in September. It hasn't been voted on by the Board of Directors yet, so there's still plenty of time to voice your concerns about whether or not that is a good idea, a bad idea. I'm sorry, but I don't have the amounts of money. We're taking an approach of just a little bit of a fare increase, so it's not a burden to any one particular individual's nickels, so to speak. But your opinions are very important. Go to CTRAN.com or send an email or letter to the CTRAN Board of Directors so that your thoughts or the thoughts of those people you know of could be shared with them. And if you watch CCTV, CVTV, I'm sorry. You'll see the CTRAN Board of Directors meetings in all their glory. And so that's basically... it's the second Tuesday of every month, 5:30 p.m., streaming live. And if you don't get it live, you can always wait until 3 o'clock in the morning some weekday and see it as a means of insomnia relief or comic relief.
So who is the commissioner assigned right now?
Who's the chair? The chair of the CTRAN Board of Directors is Bill Ganley, a council member from Battleground. Vice chair is Larry Smith, a councilor from the city of Vancouver. What makes it kind of fun to watch sometimes is Mr. Medor, Mr. Melke, and I can't remember the name of the representative from Kamiswashiro.
One other thing, are you aware that the Evergreen School District is, in their transition program, is no longer going to use their yellow buses? I mean, I think it's a good thing. Mm-hmm. They're going to use CTRAN. I don't know if there's been any impact on you guys.
There probably would be if they end up using CVAN services as a supplemental.
I don't know about that. I got the impression it was more like eight.
You know, one of the biggest things, I just attended a statewide ADA workshop for transits. And one of the things, again, we're seeing, and I was talking to Trish about this earlier, is the whole need of trying to get people of all abilities to use public transportation. not just specialized transportation, because while it may seem more convenient to have C-VAN come up to your door to go to point A or B, the problem is, if you really look at everything involved, it's actually more convenient to take the regular fixed route. Plus, there's a degree of freedom that you just can't get with a reservation program like C-VAN. So that's why we push that. And the simple fact, the cost per passenger boarding is about $4.90 per passenger on fixed route and $38 per passenger on C-VAN. So from a financial point of view, there's some motivation in there.
Really quickly, October event update. I think you were told at the last meeting, Jim Corey from WISE is helping to manage the orchestration of the event. It will be second Wednesday of October. The 9th, October 9th. We will continue to have it at the Hilton. We contemplated a move, but we're worried everybody would show up at the Hilton anyway, so we're staying there. We have, he's lining up somebody to come and speak from Walgreens. She's local and they're doing some innovative hiring practices. And just restructuring things a little bit. It's kind of fun working with Jim. He's got some new ideas. I think those nomination forms will be coming out to people in the community sooner, and we'll be asked to get them back sooner. And looking forward to a lot to review. And
did you figure out a way for New Seasons to help?
We talked about that, the floral department, as decoration as well as something to honor the honorees. We talked about having, you know, the reusable shopping bags, and they could do one for October or something. Possibility of loving orange one. I don't know. That we'll see what. But New Seasons came and spoke at the awards last October, and I think just sent a real good message. But they also want to become involved in the event with us to somehow help sponsor it or help sponsor it.
They wanted to help sponsor, which has traditionally been the chamber and you guys. Mm-hmm. But now we've got a business that wants to help sponsor, so we have to make a meaningful thing. Keep me posted on how you all.
We were talking about making some kind of a cup or a plaque or something like that that people would get under each other. Maybe they could sponsor something like that.
Yeah. Wait, Ted, that's right, I forgot about Ted's idea. And actually, do you want to share your idea? Because there would be the award, and you'd get your statue when you're honored, and then there would be a traveling companion.
Well, it's something like, you know, if you win a cup, you get a cup, and like one cup stays at the school, but then the person who gets to take it home. And then that one kind of moves around, and one stays at the. But you get your name each year, so there's kind of a permanent record of who gets this. Mm-hmm. And then someone say put that in the Chamber of Commerce or something, and then people can see. Then the companies as well see. Well, they can get their name up there if they win the prize. So that would be a good incentive for them. So someone's got to buy something, or maybe, you know, a little gift or something each year that goes with that. But
like the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, the Stanley Cup.
Like the Stanley Cup. Hey,
yeah. Clark County Stanley Cup.
We could call it the Dennis Cup.
Yeah. Or the Ted Cup.
Ted Cup, yeah, there you go.
It's the October Cup.
Okay. Then you got to fill the beer or
something. Yeah. Okay. Now the train is just going off the track.
But I think it'd be good, you know, because people would know it's something that's kind of, and you can aspire to it, but also it's a permanent record, not just in ours, because a lot of people don't know it's a permanent record of who won three or four years ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
You just have
good,
names. So
good for the players to see, too.
But exactly. They can aspire as well.
So when I was touring recently with the auditor and Commissioner Madure, Trish and I took them around, because we didn't know what Commissioner Madure knew. Both Southwest Washington Hospitals and the Heathman have their thing prominently displayed.
She's helped in that.
It's in their hall of.
For her, all the pictures?
With all the pictures. Yeah.
Because I walked by a quarter.
No, you don't find that.
I've never seen it.
And then the Heathman has it on a line with their other awards from different places. And it's just out there at the end.
It really does mean something.
It means something to the employers. So it's important when the agencies then make the nomination.
It doesn't take a lot, but sometimes that tips, you know. Just, mm-hmm. It really does. So.
Yes. A lot of great ideas.
What happened to the venue change? They just have to wait. It was too late.
Okay, there's a couple things with the venue change.
Sorry.
Well, no, I can say it. One was the Heathmen, although they are a wonderful corporate partner and hire people, and we love them, they were $400 more. I need to do some political work with the mayor and the county executive, because more with the mayor, because the city of Vancouver has really gone in on that event center. And although the Hilton has never hired anybody that I know of, anybody correct me if I'm wrong, we've never been able to get into the Hilton, and they've never cut us any slack on anything. It's right next to City Hall now, so it's easy to get the elected people to show up. And
well,
they're used
closer
to
closer to public transit, too.
Is it?
Yeah, the closest to Heathman, if there's any public bus service, is going to be at the Vancouver Mall Transit Center, which is about a half mile away.
Oh, so people couldn't get there?
No, well, they could if they could walk from the transit center.
But that's quite a way.
Yeah, the actually closest bus stop would be, you know, where the Chevron gas station is on Thurston Way. I think it's Thurston Way.
Mm-hmm.
That's the closest bus stop.
Unless
the
Heathmen wanted to shuttle everybody.
Yeah. C-Tram wanted to shuttle?
The
Heathmen. What planet are you on?
No. Well, they're going to get their name on this new cup.
Yeah. No, I think your better task is to figure out how we're going to impact the film.
Yeah.
Thought about writing Nikki in Paris. They are connected, but
oh, they are.
Their name, I don't know. Or we're going to have to get political with the city, is what I think. This board will need to get political with the city. Talking about it, and we'll probably have to get political with the city, so I can arrange for you to meet with the mayor and maybe Larry at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe after session, if you don't mind, in your downtime. But we'll arrange a meeting, and then you guys can hammer the city.
Get together with someone like a yoga class.
Does Tim go to yoga?
Oh,
he was a personal trainer.
Okay. Mary is going to give us some information about early intervention.
This is very brief. Last time we met, we said that there may be an additional responder as lead, local lead agency that Dell had sent out for the first time ever an RFP, request for proposal, for more of a regional lead agency. And our ESD 112 has responded to it, and Head Start decided not to respond to it. And I think that opinions about that are all over the map. There may be a little distress with Clark College. Innovative Services might be really happy. And I think one of the struggles we've had in Clark County is outreach. The schools are getting slammed with children at 3 and at 5 who should have been seeing birth to 3. And Clark County as a community has been losing state and federal money as they reapportion it to King and Pierce and all those other counties, which we'll never get back from them, I'm here to tell you. So I don't think this is necessarily bad, but I do think it's something that will, as a board, need to pay, the board may need to pay attention to how are things going with early intervention, because it will be a really different model. And we may want to have them come and talk to them. Just a thought. Meanwhile, if you know of babies that need service, not yet. They haven't got. I don't know when.
I'm kept turning. Speaking of early intervention.
Speaking of early intervention, and then maybe somebody would end up with a puppy.
Yeah.
Dear. So that's kind of a stay tuned for this one. It's not a huge impact for the board, but it is for our community to make sure that all children receive service, because it will minimize.
It's been going well for a while, but it seems like it's taking a dip.
It has, and I think that's because there has never been in the state of Washington good funding for outreach for children birth to three. Mm-hmm. There's the assumption that somebody's going to do it, but there's never been any funding dedicated for it. So ESDs and places like that have picked it up.
Just going back to the changing of the medical community.
And that too is the medical, back to the medical community who says they'll grow out of it. Okay, any new business?
Okay, I declare this meeting adjourned. Thank you all for your participation. And we'll see you in a couple months.
Oh, July. Sorry.
No.
But it is okay.
Where are we?
May.
Oh, it's May 1st.
Okay, so in July, because of the holiday and the way that we talk, we will not be meeting in July, so we'll not see you then again until school starts. Please, I have a nice vacation. Thank you all for being here.
Jen,
how are
you?
There's a
No, she went to school today. She went to school.
Thank you so much. It was really nice to come out and I look forward to it.
Oh, you know, it's really nice.
I don't know why it's so hard out there
I'm trying to suffer because I don't know why. Education.
Once it comes out, I'll be in Asia.
Oh, okay.
And they adopted.
What's the gal down in Iowa? She used to be on our board. She's on your board.
When they were living in Hong Kong.
And his
birthday. Oh, Gina.
I don't think she's
Well,
yeah,
the brother and
sister. Where is she?
She's in the chamber.
Oh, yeah.
When did she say and so and his wife was from Belgium. So
and she was at the inside.
He teaches now. Well, a lot of them have a lot of other places, and still goes overseas. So if he's not here, he's usually.
Well, just like I said, you know, we did voice lessons there for a while.
I think this is still recording.